So today we're going to focus on the people group of the city councils. Now at our website, we have listed every city that's in the county. And if they have a city council, you can scroll down and under the prayer points, you will see city council. If they don't have one, then there won't be one listed. And if you click on the link to the city council, then you will be able to go directly to the website with who is currently on the city council. So let's learn a little bit about them so we know kind of how to pray. What do they do? Some of you might know, some of you may not. Their general duties include acting with the entire council to come up with policies, supervise the city and work, administrative officers to conduct policy concerning this current state of the city and its future. They don't have a power individually. They have to vote together. It is an elected body. And some things are changed based on the size of the population. Some might also have city clerks, city treasurers, and city attorneys, depending again on their size. And they may even vote on how much the city needs and how to pay for each of these jobs. They also will look at city laws and policies and adjust them. They oversee the operation of city-run organizations, such as public buildings and spaces. They make decisions on city budgeting, and they allocate funds for amenities and services. And each of them will have, each city council member will be given a area within the city, like a ward is what most of them call it. And they are to reach out and communicate with the public about policies and decisions being made. Voters in the majority of cities elect the mayor or council president, and it's varied again by the size and the way that they do things. Now, the mayor has varying responsibilities. They have the authority, it again, depending on how it is run in their area. So we'll be looking at that, at the contrast of a weak and a strong mayor based on the way it's put together. They serve on the city council and vote in meetings. They assign members to chair and serve on committees, and they appoint citizens to serve on advisory boards or commissions. They prepare the annual budget, receive the annual budget developed by the chief administration or city manager, and they make an annual report to the council. Now, weak or strong doesn't mean it's a judgment of how good they are. It's just basically their political power and administrative authority. A strong mayor would be directly elected by citizens. Most weak mayors are elected by the council, so from within. So it's better to have the citizens elect the mayor than the council ones. Another characteristic is they become the chief executive officer. They have executive power, a power to appoint and remove department heads and choose their administrative structure. Not council, but people that work with them or alongside them. It is better that the council has legislative power and that the mayor has veto power. That's what makes a strong mayor. And that the council does not oversee daily operations. So the opposite is true for a weak mayor. The council is more powerful than the mayor. The mayor is not truly the chief executive with limited power or no veto power. The council can prevent the mayor from effectively supervising city administration. And there may be many administrative boards and commissions that operate independently. So that's how that works. Okay, so we're going to pray. According to Ezekiel 33:7, and this is based on the 7 strong prayers for city leaders. We've given you the link if you're interested in looking at it further. Son of man, I've made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning for me. Heavenly Father, we pray for city leaders. As you give them responsibility to watch and guide over the nations they serve. Lord, just as you told prophet Ezekiel that you have made him a watchman for the people, I pray that we pray for the city leaders that they will be godly watchmen and watchwomen over your creation. We pray that just as you renewed Ezekiel's call as a watchman, we pray that you will renew the call for every city leader. Father, we pray against city leaders who are driven by satanic kingdoms and principles in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you would transform their thinking, destroy their waywardness by the blood of Jesus. Help our city leaders to put on the mind of Christ, because your word says to set your mind on things above and not on things of the earth, according to Colossians 3:2. Father, help every city leader to set their mind on what you've called them to do according to your will and purpose. We pray for them to have supernatural strength. We pray that you would raise them up like Joshua, that they could be leaders of great courage. Help them not to fear the decisions they have to make, because you, Lord, are with them. We ask that you will help them to be strong and of good courage, and they will observe to do according to all you have commanded them. We bless you, Father God, because you are the Lord over our cities, and you're the one who puts people in these places. So we pray for every city leader, every city council member, the mayors, and any other person that's involved in our particular cities. And we pray that at this moment that you would even say their names, that even though they may not know what to do in tough times, that their eyes will be fixed on you, O God. Grant them wisdom. Help them to remember it is you who gives wisdom, because from your mouth comes knowledge and understanding. We thank you, Lord, for giving them that. We pray for your grace over our city leaders. We recognize your grace is sufficient to keep them. We ask that through your power, they will be made perfect in weakness, in their weaknesses. Let your divine power rest on these leaders in Jesus' name. Even when insulted, criticized, persecuted, in their weakness, then they are strong. Father, we bless your name and ask that you will help them not to grow weary in doing good, but in due season they would reap all things they strive for, because your word says that you will give us the desires of our heart. Lord, grant us the desires for the city that you have made them ruler over, and pray that you will help them not to give up things that are ethical, helpful, supportive, and will build the city and not tear it down. God, you say if we are faithful in obeying the voice of you, O God, then you, O Lord, will set us high above all the nations of the earth. We pray that every council member, every mayor will obey your voice, and these blessings shall come upon our city and overtake us in Jesus' name. We declare that blessed shall every leader be in the city that they serve, in the name of Jesus.